יש כוחי יצויים פה, כלי שאין מתרחת בשלום לשון, אפילו יש יום רב שבו אוכל ממנו, אין לו באור שכל יונו. A fruit that grows through all the seasons, like an estuary. So, since the new crop is not to recognize, they have a counselor, therefore, you can not make a shekhi yonu. Shmuel says, something that doesn't grow from the ground, like chicken and fish, you do not make a shekhi yonu, even if it's the first time you're eating it. He says also on new mushrooms, you can make a shekhi yonu. Also, they, two reasons. Number one is that they don't have as much kavod, they grow any time of the year, as long as it's moisture. Also, then, they don't grow the regular way you grow through them. A good smell that starts from year to year, roses that come out in the spring. The minhag is not to make a shekhiyon. Some that say that if they have different animals that produce once or twice a year offspring in the new season, you see, oh, a new offspring, who's that? Make a shekhiyon, and the Shul says, so be it. The minhag is not to make a bracha. The only food we make a bracha on is fruit, or we said melon, if you like that, established once a year. Well, that says, Pish Mitzkadish, Nepom Nishan Mavochon Lo Shechiyah. If they have a specific time as Mitzkadish, but it's twice a year, then they make a Shechiyah, because there's a big gap between one time and the next. It's noticeable to lose the season. Eilas Makavu, the Kedulay, Eim Mavochon Lo. But it's something that it grows in different times of the year, if you have a specific time, which is the new season, you don't have a Yonu. Okay, Eim Mavochon Shechaneh, Al Yerek Kodesh, Ta Oymer Kolashan Bekak. This word, Oymer Shon Bekak, has two explanations. One is, that it grows all year round. It's producing fruit all year round. If you have a tomato there, it's making the fruit all year round, so there's no new crop. It's recognizable. The other side is that they pick it and they store it all year round, potatoes. So they really have it all year round. Nowadays, the whole shayla that you have many, many things that they store up, like apples, they have all year round. We bring that. And what Yasha says that, and Moshe Fine can say that, you don't make a shechiyonu. So, according to that, there's very few things nowadays that we make a shechiyonu on. In Israel, you have the spring fruit, which you don't have all year, unless you go to some exotic store. But the regular people are not eating apricots and peaches all year round. So, potatoes and onions are like, so you make a shechiyonu on them. You have it all year round. Things that are made from new types of beans, those days they have fresh beans that they would be recognizable, the new ones would be green, they would fully dry out. That Mishmu says, that you can make a shechiyonu on that. If you take the shechiyonu thing and make it into a compote, then you still make a shechiyonu if it's from the new crop. Sif zayin, and vol shechiyonu al boiser, ela shevshilo ishkodes and ovim v'chein, kopri hachid mar. Make a shechiyonu only on the fruit which is fully grown. It's edible the way it is. Mishmu brings you a shalom, it says it's a mitzvah to eat a little bit of all the new fruit to show that the creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is we really appreciate. And also use the creation as a way to make a profit and thank Hashem.